Watkins' charges stem from registering to vote in 2019 using a UPS store in Topeka as his address. The first-term congressman called the charges politically motivated, but LaTurner capitalized on them and attracted some high-profile endorsements in the closing weeks. He spoke to TV station KSNT after winning by about 15 percentage points.
Voters want someone that is going to be consistent representing them. They want someone that can keep this seat in Republican hands. And I think they spoke with a loud voice saying that tonight.
LaTurner will take on Democratic Topeka Mayor Michelle De La Isla, who defeated James Windholz. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.